We begin today in the United States, where the Democrat Party has made history by making Barack Obama its nominee for the White House, the first black American to have a chance of being President of the United States. Senator Barack Obama won the Democratic presidential nomination this morning, Australian time, finally triumphing over the one-time party favourite, former First Lady Hillary Clinton. But in a long speech in New York tonight, Senator Clinton refused to concede defeat and said she wouldn't be making any decisions tonight. Joining me now is our Washington correspondent, Michael Rowland. So, Michael, it's an historic moment, the first black American to be a nominee in the race for president. How did Barack Obama finally seal his victory?
Well, by steadily picking up a combination of both party superdelegates and elected delegates. We began the day here, Eleanor, with Barack Obama needing 40 delegates to win. It became 30, 20, 10, 12, 8 and 4, and all of a sudden he is coming up to the stage in Minneapolis, where he's holding his election night party, and I'm quoting directly from the written remarks the Obama campaign has circulated before this event. Senator Obama is going to say, "Tonight I can stand before you and say that I will be the Democratic nominee for President of the United States. Tonight we mark the end of one historic journey with the beginning of another, a journey that will bring a new and better day to America." This, Eleanor, marks the end of a long and bruising nomination battle between Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, and the Democratic Party is now hoping to heal the many wounds inflicted by this battle and turn its attention towards the general election in November.
Of course, Hillary Clinton still not conceding that she's lost. How do you read that? What could she be up to?
Well, there's a lot of manoeuvring going on behind the scenes here, Eleanor. Hillary Clinton does acknowledge, certainly her campaign aides acknowledge privately that Barack Obama has clinched the nomination by reaching the magical number of 2,118 delegates needed to win that prize. As you said, she hasn't done what many people were expecting her to do tonight and concede defeat. That is being seen in some quarters as part of her attempts to wrangle her way onto the ticket as Barack Obama's vice presidential nominee. She has also made a fairly brazen call for her supporters around the country to weigh in on her decision-making over the next couple of days. Here's what she had to say.
So to the 18 million people who voted for me and to our many other supporters out there of all ages, I want to hear from you. I hope you'll go to my website at hillaryclinton.com and share your thoughts with me and help in any way that you can. And in the coming days, I'll be consulting with supporters and party leaders to determine how to move forward with the best interests of our party and our country guiding my way.
That's Hillary Clinton speaking in New York a short time ago. As you mentioned, Michael, there have been rumours swirling around about a joint ticket. Did Senator Clinton say anything about running as the number two on an Obama ticket?
No, but she made it very clear that she wanted to do everything to ensure a Democrat got into the White House in November. She used the first part of a speech to lavish praise on Barack Obama, crediting him with energising the Democratic Party for getting a lot of Americans to switch on to politics, particularly supporting the Democratic brand of politics. So she, without saying it, has certainly made it clear that she would be willing to serve the Democratic Party as possibly the party's vice presidential nominee. A lot of people here, though, still dispel that as a notion, saying that there has been too much bad blood between the Clinton and Obama camps over the last 17 months for Senator Obama to even consider asking his fierce rival to serve on the ticket. But you have to weigh that up against the Democrats' fierce determination to win this election. It is an election for the Democrats to lose, and that is why there are some serious talks undoubtedly going on between the rival camps about what some believe would be a dream Democrat ticket.
And Senator Obama is somewhat provocatively holding his victory speech in St. Paul, Minnesota today, where the Republicans will be holding their convention. How tough is this battle between the Democrats Barack Obama and Republican John McCain likely to be?
Well, it will be fairly fiercely fought. Barack Obama knows that John McCain can be a wily political competitor. He, if elected, John McCain would be the oldest elected first-term US president. But beneath these advanced years lies a calculating political soul, Eleanor. He knows how to run campaigns. He successfully secured the Republican nomination after, in comparison with the Democrats, a fairly brief battle against his opponents there. So it could be a very close election. Barack Obama will still have a great deal of trouble appealing to large slabs of the electorate, including those white working class voters where Hillary Clinton did very well with in the Democratic nomination battle. It could be argued that those voters may at this stage be more attuned to voting for John McCain rather than Barack Obama. So certainly both Barack Obama and John McCain are pivoting towards this general election contest in November. Here's what John McCain had to say earlier tonight.
Pundits and party elders have declared that Senator Obama will be my opponent. He will be a formidable one. But I'm ready for the challenge and determined to run this race in a way that does credit to our campaign and to the proud, decent, and patriotic people that I asked to lead.
And that's Republican nominee for President, Senator John McCain. And Barack Obama has just claimed victory as the Democrats' nominee. We've been speaking about that to our correspondent in Washington, Michael Rowland.